T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Shout out to Victoria.
Who's Victoria?
She's a girl looking for a Rolly air conditioner.
Oh, okay.
She's my new friend.
Oh, good for her.
Anyway, you guys, this Pokemon stuff is just out of control.
It is out of control.
All right, so are we saying it's good or bad? Let's take a survey. Good or bad?
I'm indifferent. I don't think the jury has reported yet. Okay. It could be bad, could be good, could be bad, could be good. Don't know.
Because I'm on it right now, and I'm Alice1059 because it's the only one that was still available. And I guess I don't really get it. I'm in a gym.
Yeah.
And it says, it looks like you don't have much experience as a Pokemon.
Yeah, you don't. Well, you just started.
Well, I know, but...
Is it taunting you already?
It says come back when you've reached level 5. Yeah.
It taunted me, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it just told me that I guess I'm not active enough. That's what I came to the conclusion yesterday. I was playing it over the weekend and or trying to, but it required way too much walking. I had to go out of the house and down the sidewalk to the park, and I was supposed to go over to some neighbor's house and pick up a Pokemon, and I felt like I was intruding.
Should I buy this so I can get 14,500 Pokecoins for $100?
No.
Why?
No, don't buy anything.
Why? What? But
because that's the sucker part of it, is when you start buying stuff.
But it's 14,500.
Let me ask you this. With this game, this Pokemon, and if you want to play it, that's fine. I don't care. But for me, I don't know what the reward is. That I become a good Pokemon Go person? What's the reward? Where's my, like, I succeeded?
Well, and what do I use these Poke coins for?
I don't know.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it. I mean, I haven't.
Right, I know. And I don't know. I just don't get it, really. But there's nothing around me to do. I'm kind of bored. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, there's nothing to do. Like, in my Pokemon world, look, I can't do anything unless I go outside.
Yeah, I don't want to see your Pokemon world. I got my own Pokemon world. I don't need yours. I got my own.
It's like, I can't, but I'm...
I'm going to really try it today.
Aren't we addicted to our phones enough already that we don't need this game? This game is just nothing more than another addiction that we cannot put this stinking phone down. They've got us, man, right where they want us. By the way, if you want to find out, if you've got the iPhone and you want to find out how you can get by that whole security thing where they say they can get all your information from Google with this Pokemon, and you can go and you can actually cut that off. You can opt out. If you go to our Facebook page, Sean's put up there exactly how to do it, right?
Yep. There's an article in there that tells you all about it and how you can be safe.
So because I'm Alice1059, like, can people find me?
I don't know. You're going to have to get on and try to, network with some friends and get all the details.
And
become
so,
a Pokemon an expert.
Even though you said that you're indifferent, I think that you're against it, sounds like.
Who, me?
Yeah, after all, because you're like another addiction.
It's not my cup of tea. I'm not a gamer. I was never into Candy Crush. A lot of people were. It was huge, right? All those phone games and stuff. I'm just not a part of that.
Well, here's some other things that happened. I guess kids, so you can, by the way, vote good or bad, whatever you want, the Pokemon thing, 51059. Indifferent, good, bad, what your thoughts are, 51059 is our text NATO number. Kids are running into streets because they're just looking into their phone.
Yeah.
And they're not looking both ways. And I guess a couple kids got hit by cars because they're just looking at their phone, running into people. It's obnoxious. Some people are saying because the kids are running into people trying to look for this Pokemon.
I did see where a lot of people noticed a lot of people out just wandering aimlessly. throughout the streets, up and down sidewalks with their heads down in their phone. And they're thinking, what's going on? What's going on? And then when they found out about this Pokemon thing, that's when they realized, oh, that's what all these people are doing. And at the grocery store, people are walking through the aisles and their phones. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. I don't think it's for me, Sean.
No?
You think it's for you?
I don't, because I don't understand it, but I'm going to try and spend some time and learn about it. But at the same time, I am that person that's already addicted to their phone. I'm looking at it all the time, so this is just another thing, and so I'm a little leery. And my wife is completely against it.
Let me give it another shot. Let me fire it up.
Yeah, it's just bugging me, because I need to do something. It's like...
There's one over there. Let me go get
it. You got to go fight. You got to get your Pokemon, and then you go find other people, and your Pokemon fights their Pokemon, uh-oh, and then you get to collect their Pokemon. You win it.
Yeah, it says one, I have no team.
There's one
down
the hall.
You got to join a team. I guess I haven't joined a team yet either.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on a team real
quick. What's the journal part?
I don't know.
That probably keeps track of all your places or where you've gone hunting.
Excuse me, guys. I'm trying to concentrate over here.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to join a team so I can attack. Oh, boy.
Let me read some of these Texnados. My aunt had a guy trying to catch a Pokemon in her backyard. She was sleeping and woke up because she heard him in the backyard yelling, I'm going to effing get you.
Yeah.
All right. You're a grown man. You're out with your phone, and you're trying to capture a Pokemon that's only on your phone, and you're in some stranger's backyard. There's something wrong with this.
Yeah. I've heard not
the game. There's nothing wrong with the game. There's something wrong with you as a grown man in some stranger's backyard looking for this fictitious Pokemon. Well, there's something wrong with you.
I read some articles of people have been arrested trespassing in churches and office buildings that were closed. To get inside the building to try and get that elusive Pokemon.
Did you see where businesses are starting to try to use it to lure people in now?
No.
You can actually
lure
on this. You can. There's a way to set it up so that the Pokemon can be at your business.
Yeah.
For example, if I have a coffee shop or a pot shop, okay? I can put a Pokemon smoking a doobie, you know, and you got to go capture him. And it brings you right through my front door of my business. So that once you get there, I'll sell you a bag, you know?
But how do I get a Pokemon?
What do you mean?
To be at my business.
You got to lure. I haven't figured that part out. A buddy of mine in Florida, he and I were talking this morning. He's going to figure out how we lure people.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Because if you can do that, you can get people coming to your business in search of those pokies.
It says, somebody said it's good because people are active and they're not calling it exercise. Somebody else says it's good because it gets people out and exercising and social when they would not be normally. Somebody said, no, it's bad. Get a life. Somebody else said, my son and I walked over 6 miles this weekend. So I think it's great.
Good for you.
So
go walking.
The new Pokemon Go game that everyone's obsessing over has a new player, and it's the Westboro Baptist Church. Oh, boy. And they are using it to spread their own message. One of the players of the game, which involves hunting and collecting Pokemon characters in the real world using the GPS on your phone, saw that the church was listed as a gym, a place players can claim so they can train their Pokemon. So
he Pokestop.
So he took it over using a character named Clefairy. Clefairy's nickname is Love is Love, which is a common phrase used by the LGBT community. Westboro was not happy about this at all. So they hijacked Jigglypuff.
Uh-oh.
Another Pokemon. A church spokesman said, we recruited Jigglypuff to deal with the sodomite Love is Love play fairy for us. They included a Vine video showing the character holding a repent or perish sign after getting involved with Pokemon Go. The church tweeted, transforming silly things so we can preach the gospel of Christ to a generation of Bible dumb rebels.
Well, I guess it all is, can't to be too bad if Jesus is playing.
These people are evil.
It's all good.
No, these people are evil.
You know, another reason I don't want to play? It's because I don't have unlimited data.
Oh.
And that will eat you alive. I saw somebody post yesterday where it cost him like $100 and something in the past week just to play this stupid game because they eat up so much data.
Really?
Because if you're not in a Wi-Fi area, you're going to eat your data.
Can you talk to Paige?
You got to be unlimited. Unlimited. Paige, unlimited.
Hi, Paige.
Yeah, I have unlimited. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for you.
So, Paige, are you a Pokemon addict?
Yes, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
Why? What's fun? What part is fun?
I used to play it when I was younger. That's probably why it's so fun. But I don't know. You walk around and catch Pokemon. It's great. I love Pokemon always. So.
It gets you out of the recliner.
I'm going to tell you how to use the lures because it's pretty easy.
Okay.
So, you know, you've seen, like, the blue squares where the Pokestops are, where you get items and stuff?
Yeah. I'm right there.
So if you go to your items and you have a lure, you click on it and it'll pop up or whatever. If you're at one of those blue stops where it's a circle so you can collect items, you just use the lure there. And for 30 minutes, it'll have little hearts pouring out of it and Pokemon will come there.
No way.
He's going to come there?
Like a bunch of Pokemon will come there. Just to attract
hey,
Pokemon.
Paige. If we have a question over the next few days, because we're in the learning curve, can we call you our Pokemon expert?
Call me up. Yes, definitely.
All right, Sean, can you get Paige's number? That way, if we have any Pokemon questions coming up in the next few days, we can call Paige our expert.
I've been helping my friend in New York. She's into it now, too.
Yeah,
and I've been,
I can tell you.
This is a great idea.
Awesome.
Paige the pro. Pokemon
All right,
pro.
Here we go.
All right, so Paige, I'm at I see a spaceship with a diamond above it. What do I do there?
A spaceship with a diamond above it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'll put it over here.
If you're at a Pokestop, it'll tell you which Pokestop you're at.
No.
Okay.
Or there's gyms also. That's where you go to battle people. Time you don't get any items from there.
This is awesome. Oh. Hey, thanks, Paige. Can you hold on so we can get your phone number so you can be our girl?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, all right.
Pokemon Pro, that's you.
Right?
Woo, woo.
Paige, the Pokemon Pro.
You want to take Ryan?
What's up, Ryan?
What happened to him? What was Ryan calling about there, Sean?
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what, Ryan?
Ryan was calling because he said he and his better half are already extremely addicted to the game. Yesterday, they drove all the way to Fort Collins and walked around for 6 hours to collect Pokemon just to, you know, have a good time.
Yeah, I think I'd hang up, too, if I had to admit that.
He didn't want anybody to recognize
I don't think I'd go on the radio and admit that either. Right, hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So... I was working the other day, and my buddies at work, they were showing me about this Pokemon game, and I got into it, and here's why I love it so much, is I played the original Game Boy cartridges back when I was in elementary school, and so now the chance to, like, walk around and actually play the game is so
That's what
incredibly
it is, right?
So incredible. Hey, Ben.
It's so addicting.
Is it better to play the game on weed?
You know, I'd probably say that it's a little bit better to play on weed. You never know. But I don't smoke personally, but I can't imagine having a little bit of a head fun with the... when I play it drunk, it's great.
Yeah.
So I think there is like a little drunky pot kind
of pot weed thing going on. Weed.
Yep, I believe that in Colorado for sure.
Pokey weed.
I think that's why it's so popular here is it's because of the weed.
Yeah, they should have named it Pokemon Weed instead of Go.
Wow. Weed. Thank you. Thanks for the phone call, Ben. All right. See ya. Wow. This thing is like a phenomenon. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na na na. I mean, people are like loving it.
Well, it's just nice to know that we have a pro, Paige, if we need her, if we've got questions, okay?
Yeah.
I need to really go outside, DJ. Cool. I really...
The answer to that question that you asked that last caller, Paige answered it yes as well. The best way to play is on nice weed. And high.
Nice and
high. That's what Paige said. I could see that. Because then those little guys popping around there on your screen are fascinating at that point. Because they didn't fascinate me yesterday.
Yeah. It says, this game is really bad. You know why? Because your tablet trash is sucking.
Wow.
Well, it has consumed us. I will agree with that.
Yeah, it did. All right, I'll put it over here. I do want to go outside and walk around, though, and grab something.
Well, you got all day.
Let's see here. It says, I think this is the start of how people turn into the people we saw in WALL-E.
Yeah.
Where they just don't even talk. They just look at each other. Right. I was in Clement Park yesterday, and there were about 100 people playing, walking around aimlessly. It's a thing, friends. It's a thing. Let's move on, shall we? Yes, even though it's what everybody's talking about. The other thing that's a thing today is Amazon Prime Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty exciting, you guys. Amazon Prime Day is a huge deal today. Now, a lot of the people, different stores, Walmart, Costco, some of your other stores are all trying to compete today with Amazon Prime. It's kind of a weird, they've created their own Black Friday today. And so it says, make sure that you look at Price Grabber, or Price Blink. Again, that's PriceGrabber.com or PriceBlink.com at whatever item you're looking to purchase, because they will do a comparison for you. But all the huge stores are going up against Amazon today. It's our own. It's a Black Friday.
Why is it today, though? Did they say July 18th, a Tuesday? I
don't know why it is today.
Why today? Is this like today is the day the company started, like the anniversary?
That would make sense.
Is there something that pinpoints this day? Because I don't feel like it's a big, you know, anniversary or a celebration.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't feel like there's like a holiday.
Sean, will you look into? I'll have Sean look into that.
We need an Amazon Pro.
What does it say?
I just got to.
Okay. It says instead of waiting until November, Amazon is bringing back Black Friday to the summer with its second annual Prime Day on Tuesday, July 12th.
I'll bet I know why.
The team of
Christmas in July.
That's it. Because this will be kind of right in the middle of July.
Gotcha.
You can sign up for a 30-day trial of Amazon Prime. That way you'll be ready to go first thing. I bought some things. Just so you know.
I guess we're driving people nuts with the way we're saying that Pokemon thing.
What Pokemon thing?
Just the way we're saying it.
Because it's Pokemon.
It's Mon.
Mon, because someone called.
But I'm not from the islands, Mon.
Well, no, someone called to let US. Me know that what it stands for is Pocket Monster.
I don't care.
Okay.
Pokemon. We're going to stick with Pokemon.
Wait a minute. It stands for Pocket Monster?
Yes, because that's when it originated.
And that turned me on.
Pocket Monster, which is Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mon.
Thanks, Sean. Did you get that from our pro?
No, this was someone who called in.
You know what else drives people nuts?
What?
You say it's the wrong date, BJ Harris.
What's today?
The 12th.
Today's the 12th? Oh, yeah, the 12th. Where did I get the 18th from? That's next Monday. Oh, I got something to do on the 18th. Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, I can't tell you. Oh, it's big.
Why?
The 18th's a big day for me. That's why I keep thinking it's the 18th.
Really?
You know how you get those dates stuck in your head? Like, okay, I got something to do on the 18th. Yeah. I got something to do on the 18th. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Can't tell you. Big secret.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can't tell anyone.
Come on.
Uh-oh. It's going to be a big day. Big day
what
for
day
me.
Is that? A Monday?
Oh, it's Monday, the 18th.
Oh. Yeah.
Being. Sorry about that. I said it was the 18th.
Yeah, no,
today's
the 12th.
Yeah.
Anyway, so again, it's a Prime Day. I asked you twice. Do you want to hear what I bought? You
know, I do.
What'd you buy? I feel like I've already heard what you bought.
You don't know what I bought?
Yeah.
What do you think I bought?
A hammock and a big screen TV.
You bought a
That's
hammock?
That's what she told me she bought.
I did buy a hammock.
See?
Oh, my kid has one of those hammocks, and he loves it. He puts it up all over the place.
Yeah, I did. I did buy a hammock.
Good for you.
Yeah, I did.
Those are supposed to be great.
You want to know what else I bought?
What else did you buy?
Okay. So I bought, this is crazy. I bought this thing. Wait, let me, I'll tell you exactly what it's called. Hold on. Let me look. Do you know what? I didn't know I was buying it yet, but I pushed review your order or something, and because all my credit card information is in there, it just made it buy me. It like bought it. I just wasn't even ready yet, really.
I don't think I'd be leaving your information in that computer.
Yeah, I need to take that out.
Yeah, in a work computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people can log on to that, Jimmy White.
So I bought the vanilla cupcake candle with a ring inside, the surprise jewelry, the jackpot candle.
Oh, yeah.
The jackpot candle, I bought it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, and so you burn it down, and you could get a ring valued at either $15,000 to $5,000.
Woo!
Now, when do you expect to get this candle? Can we burn it during the morning show?
It's not yet shipped.
We can set it here, burn it.
All right.
That way we can reveal on the air what you get.
That's a great idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't know how long it takes. But
we can even use the Facebook mentions and videotape.
Okay.
You know, or film
live stream the live stream.
Yeah.
We could do a time lapse.
You know what I'm saying, Sean?
We can do it right here
in the studio. Just burn one of those candles to see if we're rich.
I've got the Viver double hammock with space saving steel stand, tropical. It was on sale. I got the Samsung Curve 55-inch 4K Ultra HD Smart LED TV.
Woo!
I saved $689 on that sucker. And then wait, you want to see what I got? It's so crazy. Come here. I'll just show you. Come here.
Oh,
jeez. You're going to think I'm nuts.
You didn't buy the countertop crock pot cooker, did you?
No, but I saw that.
Man, those are nice.
I bought that. It's not yet shipped. It'll arrive on Monday.
That's a Segway?
It's a Segway Mini Pro. You sit on it. I bought a Segway that you sit on.
Yes! I'm so jealous.
Can't stand? Gotta sit?
You sit on it. Listen.
That's pretty lazy.
You're gonna love this.
Talk about me being lazy.
You're gonna love this.
You got a Segway that you gotta sit down on.
Listen, and it's on sale. It's $600 off, and it's the deal of the day.
The Segway.
A Segway. Sit down, Segway.
I wonder how those things are flying out the door.
I think you can sit. That guy's standing. Yeah. Oh, God, I think I have to stand.
I think you may have got to stand up.
Yeah, I don't think they make us sit down.
I want to sit down. I bet I could sit.
Yeah, you probably sit down.
Oh, no, you have to stand?
It's the Segway Mini Pro self-balancing scooter, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a stand-up model. But it's got a short little thing that goes right between your knees. And then you squeeze it with your knees, and then that's how you
oh, steer. Yeah, I see it.
You see it?
Yeah, you got to have thigh power. Gotta,
it's $698 off today. That's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
Thank you.
I would have got one.
Don't worry about it. You can borrow hers and never bring it back.
All right.
I'm sure you'll have one soon.
Ooh, customized LED lights.
Anyway, go to PriceGrabber.com and PriceBlink.com to check out and see if you're getting the best deal. And then finally, the new trend sweeping the nation. Not only Pokemon, but guess what else is sweeping the nation?
What?
Grilling your watermelon.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You grill watermelon.
I wonder if it's any good.
They say it's delicious.
We should try that, too.
It's nice and warm.
Hey, Sean, you got a grill that we can bring into the studio? You think we'd set off the fire alarms? We did that?
Not with a foreman.
The boss is out of town. Let's grill a watermelon tomorrow.
Yeah, well, let's do that. It says
you want to bring it in, Sean?
Says it's warm watermelon. You wouldn't think it would be good, but warm watermelon.
Yeah.
And you drizzle a little bit of warm honey on it,
uh-huh.
And it'll warm the cockles of your soul.
No.
Let's give it a try right here in the studio.
Mm-hmm. You want your cockles warmed?
No. I don't. Well, my watermelon.
You know you want your cockles warmed.
No, watermelon gives me heartburn.
Oh, God. You are such a fun sucker.
Well, who eats a hot watermelon?
And I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I've got some
and
things going on.
My bunions are acting up.
My presidus.
That's my life.
I know, but watermelons are supposed to be ice cold.
Okay, anyway, there you go, tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.